submitted the plan, yeah.
Yep.
And it looked fine to me, so I would make a motion to accept the plan.
So a motion to accept the CE plan as submitted. Have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Section four, number five, 2360, regarding Vicki Harris, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education courses completed and on revised plan submitted to complete requirement. You have notes, Dr. Mosley?
I have notes somewhere here.
So the
Hard to focus here on.
Sorry about that. So the replacement course.
This is the one where I couldn't read the certificates. They were only this big. Blew them up, I couldn't tell what they were, how many.
For Vicki Harris, case 2360.
So I don't know how we can determine without being able to read those certificates.
Oh, you're talking about the screen, the cell phone screenshots?
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, I can clearly see there's certificates, but it is.
But it doesn't tell us.
You can't say really for what? For how many hours?
So this is the copy of the 10 extra required CE certificates, acute abdomen course is still pending, and then we got that.
And there's a lot of.
Were you able to see them, Victoria, on?
I felt that I did. So when I uploaded them, you can see them? Let's see, let me find your email.
Thank you.
They're little, but they're little.
But you can see them? But they are mighty.
You can see them, okay.
And so they are visible on the original email. And then.
So we had the 2 hours in record keeping, I could see that, and 3 hours in abdominal radiographs, I could see that. She's substituting. She was going to substitute 1 hour of acute abdomen for critical care. Did that happen?
Yeah, so that's
the one she was going to.
Is that the replacement course?
Was that replacement for the marijuana one?
She replaced something and went ahead and did it before she got it pre-approved.
Oh, I see that. Okay, so basically the one of the approved ones wasn't available. It is the toxins 101. So she wanted to replace it with getting toxins out, but then that was already done.
Later on, she says that she went ahead and did it.
Ew.
And was there client communication? Was there 2 hours in that?
Yeah,
we did. She did.
She said the acute abdomen course is pending approval still, but I completed it just in case.
Right.
Oh, okay. But what about the client communication? Yeah.
Actually,
well, acute abdomen does say that it has been approved for 1 hour of continuing education on the certificate this year.
I actually can't see all the certificates in the email. Some of them are blurry.
Yeah.
Even though I can.
Okay.
Well, so we can see the acute abdomen.
So you just want to bring it back, have her next month send her, have her sent?
Yeah, I think so.
Approve,
I think we have to.
Have her, you want to have her do
it? Do we need to approve, though, a different one, or now that she already took it, we can't approve that one?
Yeah.
I think. Normally you wouldn't accept it if they.
Mm-hmm. So she needs to find a replacement and submit it? And we'll grant her the time to do that by the next meeting?
Do you want to give her another 30 days or something?
Does everybody approve that?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, we'll ask for,
Another plan.
Bigger size certificate pictures that are clear.
Because even when you enlarge them, you can't read it, so.
Right.
Okay. All right, so next month on that, case, number, let's see, section four, number six, case 23-146 regarding Lorna Landman, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education courses completed in compliance with board order. But it looks like maybe we still have an outstanding civil penalty. Is that correct, Victoria?
That's correct.
Okay.
I think as far as the, CE completed, I think that's fine. But we can't return her to active because of the civil penalty.
So approving the continuing education as submitted and pending, active is pending civil penalty payment? Perfect. So do we need to motion that?
So, return to active pending receipt of the civil penalty.
Okay.
Second, perfect. We have a motion and a second. All is in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Section four, number seven.
Five, huh?
2488 regarding Carolyn Lopez, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with consent agreement. So this is a continuing education plan approval.
It was just 2 hours on client communication?
Yes, that is correct.
Just 2 hours.
Yes, correct.
You see how many hours? That is where she needed two.
So it's talking with clients, language do's and don'ts, and then talking with clients, discussing the cost of care.
You see the duration of CE units on any of those?
No.
Yeah, I don't see any hours.
Neither do I. Yeah, so we can't. Although the subject topic is correct.
Can we approve it pending her submission to board staff of the CE hours? Can we do that, Victoria, so it doesn't delay it?
Yeah, because
I don't see it. I'll still move second. You're
okay, all right, I'll move you second. All is in favor?
Aye.
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 Perfect, thank you. Section four, number nine, case 2422 regarding Nilan Gupta, DVM, board review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order and may return license to active status.
Chronic renal disease, fluid therapy.
Agenda.
Okay, I think that covered it. 3 hours on renal feline disease and the fluid therapy, the SDMA. That's
okay.
What we asked for. So I would make a motion to accept the completion of the CE and return license to active status.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, we should.
Are Dr. James and Dr. Wright, are you guys good with that?
Yeah, hi, sorry. I was on mute still.
Right. Thank you. All right. Opposed? Motion passes. Section five, number two, board may review, discuss, and take action on request regarding the clarification and interpretation of ARS 322242B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. And then A, Emily Kramer. So I did review the letter that she submitted along with her transcript and her comparison. To me, as far as her clarification of the interpretation, I would agree that it looks like an equivalency with her bachelor in science, but this was not an application. So I would just state that she then it looks like it.
It looks good to us.
It matches.
She just wanted the interpretation before she submitted the application?
It's just the interpretation.
And you can do that.
So the motion should be that the board finds her education.
Education equivalence, and then she can make application? Okay, so second. I'll make a motion that her education matches equivalency and that she could make application.
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Number five, section five, number three, board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Allison Montano.
So, Tracy, can you talk about that one?
Sorry?
The unlicensed practitioner?
Sure. I have nothing more to add than really what's on there. There's that Ms. Montano administered a sedative to a horse for teeth floating, and the horse has had some complications afterwards. I don't have a lot of contact information for Ms. Montano, but I believe I was provided a phone number. So if you do decide to open an investigation, that would be where I would start, would be with a phone call, and then try to find a address for her or email address.
Make a motion to open the case.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion to open a case and a second regarding a possible unlicensed practitioner, Allison Montano. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes.
So number five, we can pend. These were inspections, follow-up inspections that were all pretty good.
Okay.
So, and because Todd and I can't both be in here at the same time now, we'll just pend that one.
Okay.
Pend it? Is that what you said?
Pend it, so Todd can talk about those.
Pending number five.
Okay. So section five, number six, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education requirements for recent veterinary college graduates per AAC R311401C, Victoria.
Madam Chair, members of the board. So as I explained, we've been getting more questions about this particular rule, and it's also just more on my radar because I've been looking more in depth at the rules. I think that's probably what triggered that. I think it's always been somewhat confusing as to what it means. We've read it strictly that it just what it says. If you apply after you graduate, you can use 10 hours of CE from your veterinary college, but it doesn't seem to be really fair to people who applied before they graduate, and we encourage people to apply before they graduate. So we were, board staff is just looking for some direction on how you all read that, or if you have any thoughts on how we would move forward on answering that question to recent graduates who are now wondering if they can use their college credit for CE for renewal.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean, they still did all the work, and they're clearly, I mean, unless you graduate, your test scores don't matter anyways, do they?
No.
Yeah, so the way I look at it, it's Dr. Wright, by the way, is, we have 20 hours that's required over 2 years. So yeah, 10 hours per year, basically. So if you're in vet school for one of those years still, I think 10 hours qualifies for 10 hours. You just have to do an additional 10 hours for the other year. That's kind of how I always looked at it and how I always thought about that, but I don't know if we probably need to clarify that better.
Okay, so we'll say...
Because odd versus even year is where it would matter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that are like graduating like August, and then they only have a couple months before their renewal comes up. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, there's just a disconnect.
Yeah,
so.
I would agree that, they graduate, they have the credits.
We'll accept them. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So we don't need to do, or do we need to vote in a motion? Or?
I don't think so. No. I think it's just more direction on how we should be reading that when we're asked questions.
Okay, section five, number seven, board may review, discuss, and take action on fiscal year 24 annual report to the governor. Victoria?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is our required annual report. that, as you can see, has different data points that we report from year to year. You know, we're continuing to buck the trend as far as, you know, number of veterinarians, number of veterinarian applications, of course, because we know of the need for veterinarians coming into Arizona. And we're continuing our trend of, you know, high numbers of complaints coming in. So those were kind of the main points to see. Does anybody have any questions specifically about this?
Got a quick question. Victoria, can we add something to that report, or this is, we have to give an example?
Possibly. I mean, it's been the same for decades, and so that's right. why I usually keep it the same, but if you think there's something.
Yeah, what I was thinking of, and I tossed this out for a brief discussion, is number of board vacancies.
Okay.
To try and encourage the governor's office to maybe act.
Fine.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. Section 5, number 8, Executive Director Report. I think that's you, Victoria.
That's me. So the FY26 budget request, so if it's that time of year again. So I did provide you, you know, with what we're asking for. So, you know, knowing that there are budget issues and we're things like that, there's some things that we still need to continue to ask for. So as you see, we're requesting to set another position for another investigator, you know, is the main thing. And then as well, extra funding for travel, because we're overextending our travel budget by quite a large amount. I asked for that last year, but didn't get that. And I'm also asking for, again, additional funding for IT support for when our e-licensing system goes live. So I was trying to be conservative on things that I asked for. But for those who are listening to the audio, keep in mind this is the veterinary board's fund. It's not general fund money, it's not taxpayer money, it's just asking to use the vet board's own money. So any
amount seems reasonable.
So yeah. So that's why I just wanted to share that, unless anybody has any input. And then the second item on the agenda B, the FY26 5-year plan. This is something that we're also required to do that goes in conjunction with the budget. So obviously, typically those strategic items typically align with budget requests so that they go together with those things. And I don't think I added anything new except the other investigative position. So I'm just kind of continuing things from previous years that didn't get funded.
Okay.
So that's all I have about that. The next item C, the investigative committee update. We did have a veterinarian on the investigative committee let us know that can no longer continue because of his time frame. We knew he was going to leave at the end of the year, but he's had to step away now. So we actually do have two new applications that just came in the past couple days, so that's positive. So we'll continue to, you know, leave that open for people if they want to apply, but we wanted to ask, would you want to, trying to speed things along, would you want us to just have those people come to the next meeting for interviews?
Yes.
And then add on anybody else
that comes
for
in
interviews
between.
So we're not
yep.
waiting until November.
So investigative committee, veterinary applicants at the next board meeting?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, is that okay? Or does the board want to see the applications and then decide who to talk to?
I mean, as long as they're willing to attend, if you run against something, then maybe, we might have to pivot, but
okay.
So
we'll see.
So we had some that were in the bullpen, so to speak.
No, they put out a notice. I think I was told by another veterinarian they split.
That's not. I know that's not what we're talking about. But these persons would have to reapply if they wanted to come back to the board. Has anybody asked them?
Are you talking about previous ones that we didn't select?
Mm-hmm. Because they were supposed to be substitutes.
No, we still have the substitutes,
okay.
But
That's what
they were planning to step away anyway, generally.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thanks.
All right, so that's all I had about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Section 5, number 9, board may review, discuss, and take action on administrative rule 5-year rule draft report. Yes. And that's this one.
So this is just the draft. So I'm introducing the draft.
Okay.
So this is it's due in late October. So when I bring it back in October, then that will be when we need to make some final decisions.
Great.
About that. But it's just what it says. Every 5 years, everybody has to, you know, review their rules and see what things need to be changed and that kind of thing. So this is just a report of that.
But it will be returning in October.
We'll be returning in October.
Great. Yeah,
just
perfect.
Show you the first stab at it. So that's all I had, unless anybody has any questions about that process.
I was afraid you were going to ask us to act on it.
All right. Thank you. Section 6, we're pending due to quorum. Section 7, consent agenda. Ooh.
Madam Chair, I move that we remove from the consent agenda A1, A2, A4, A5, A8, A9, A10, A11, A12, A13, A14, A15, A16, A17, A18, A19, A20, and A21, and B4.
That's pretty good. Second.
Motion and a second. Remove those items from the consent agreement. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Passes.
Okay. Madam Chair, I vote, I move we approve pending compliance A5, A8, A9, A12, A18, A19, and B4.
Perfect. We have a motion.
Second.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
And Madam Chair, I move we approve pending inspection and compliance A1, A2, A4, A10, A11, A13, A14, A15, A16, A17, A20, and A21.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Opposed? Motion passes. Summary of current events. Perfect.
Yep.
And establishment of future meeting date. The next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, October 16th, 2024, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at 1740 West Adams Street, Boardroom B, Phoenix, Arizona, 85007. One or more board members may appear telephonically. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting is adjourned.